Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Miller for My Creative Life, the podcast about creatives, how and why they make the work that they do. Today, my special guest today is Lauren Emmons, is a North Dakota-based author-illustrator with an MA in children's book illustration. Their first illustrated picture book, Crack Fills the House, is released by Peachtree Publishing in 2023. And the debut author-illustrated book, No Cats in the Library, is published by Paula Wiseman Books and Simon & Schuster in 2024, which is the real reason why we're chatting today, Lauren. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. How are you doing?
I am just so excited to be speaking with you today. And it's so exciting because I was looking on my Barnes & Nobles about the pre-orders that I had going on. And I'm like, oh, my No Cats in the Library, when am I supposed to be getting that? And I'm like, it is like so close. March 5th, for those of you who are listening, is when it'll be shipped out. So Lauren, can we talk about your book?
Oh my goodness, I would love to. I'd be honored. I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me back and for chatting with me and all that fun jazz.
Well, how's life been? How's life been going with you? Before we go into all the book stuff, you know, like you have life.
I do have a life, but it's been good. It's been fun, kind of busy. I've just been trying to, you know, keep doing stuff. I don't know. My life is not super interesting, but it's been good. I've been hanging out with my cats. I managed not to pour tea while you were talking, though I almost did. So I'm proud of myself for that, because that would have been, I'm sure, a not fun auditory thing. But yeah, it's good. Life is good.
Wonderful. Well, I am super excited to talk to you about your No Cats in the Library. And my goodness, it's so exciting to know that your book is going to be going out. All that hard work, all the effort that you put into it is going to be in the hands of young readers.
It is. It's so exciting. It's also, it's mildly terrifying because, you know, you do all of the creative work and you have so much fun, and then you just sort of send it off into the world and you hope that people like it and you hope that it's good. But, you know, everybody is different. So I know some people are going to like it. I mean, I hope some people are going to like it. And I know some people aren't going to like it. And that's okay. But it's definitely scary to, like, not have it just in my tiny little bubble anymore. And to have it sort of grow wings and fly away into the world and see how it does.
And I was wondering, like, you know, earlier you mentioned before we got on air that you got your copy. I am so excited for you.
It's so cool. It's so cool to, especially because I work primarily digitally, it actually having a physical copy of it is really interesting. And I obviously, we did all of the proofing process, so I've seen it printed out and we've gone through a bunch of different iterations of color correction and how things are going to be looking, but to actually hold a bound copy with end papers and like all of the special details after doing all of that is just really, really cool.
Did you just smell the ink and just feel the paper like after?
I haven't done that yet, but I think I might put that on my list. It was very cool. It was so unexpected too, because this is just my first initial book sent by my editor, Catherine, which was so sweet of her. And she just surprised me with it. I didn't know it was coming. There was a random package from Simon & Schuster, and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is, I don't know, some proofs that I need to look over or whatever. And then I opened it, and it was the full book, and had a little card from my editor, which was just, she's the best. And it was just, it was such a fun surprise. And yeah, it was wild.
And I wanted to ask you, because I think when we talk about the work that you're doing as an author illustrator, like it feels like sometimes on social media, it feels almost like it's instantaneous, but it's like, it is a process. And now you've gone through this process as author illustrator, also illustrator on another book, Fills the House. And can you kind of give us a timeline of like how long? Okay, so because I know you worked on this story during your master's program. So like, can you go through like the timeline? Okay, I spent around this amount of time during the master program, then it went out to get an agent, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. It did take a lot of time and it went through a lot of iterations. And I know what you mean about like seeing on social media and seeing it be instantaneous. And it's so easy to feel badly about yourself, you know, sometimes, because I know I don't work as fast as other folks do. And so you have to sort of just be content with what you're able to do and remind yourself that for everybody else, it also is such a long process. But for No Cats in the Library specifically, it started as one of my projects in my master's during, we have a couple of different modules in the master's that I did. And it was called the Diploma Project, which is where we did, you know, made a picture book specifically about looking at age ranges and how to talk about creating books for different age ranges, things like that. And so I finished that version of it, sent it in. And during that, you know, obviously it's during a master's program, so I had feedback like every week from one of my professors, sometimes twice a week. And so it went a little bit faster, even though, you know, at the time it felt like it was, there were so many iterations and it took so much time. Looking back, I'm like, oh, that was like 3 months. That wasn't really that much time. But I think during that, you know, during that course, I think it went through 7 dummy books, I think is the amount that I had. And at that time, I didn't really have like a defined manuscript. I was sort of just writing the text as it made sense with the pictures, which is not something I necessarily do quite the same anymore, but it was, you know, with my master's, that's sort of how we followed that. And then I finished that, you know, piece. And then we moved on to the next one and I made another book. And then after graduation, I was going back and I was like, I really liked this book. So I reworked it a little bit and I played with it. And then I, like so many recent graduates, especially people who graduated like during the pandemic, was like, well, I did this course and I guess that's it for now. And didn't really have very high, you know, my expectations for myself were pretty low for what I was going to be able to do. And I just one day sent it out on Twitter during like a pitch thing. And an agent saw it and really liked it and asked me to send them the dummy book. So I did that. And then we, you know, went through a couple of, you know, iterations. I signed with that agent. And then a couple of months later, then we sent it off to the publishers. And then it was picked up by my really wonderful editor, Catherine, at Paula Wiseman Books at Simon & Schuster. And then we kind of started from scratch again. We reworked the manuscript, then we reworked the dummy books and sort of went back to the ground floor and built it back up better and better and better. So from all of that together, actual timeline-wise, I started it at the very end of 2019 going into 2020. And then I got my agent in 2021. And then it got sent to my publisher in 2022. And then I very rapidly worked on it and finished it and turned it in at the beginning of 2023. So it was a couple of years, kind of on and off, not constantly. You know, lots of moments of stepping away and then coming back and then stepping away and then coming back. So,
well, Lauren, you are being too humble, because those of you who are listening, I went to Lauren's website and she's like, I wasn't doing much. Oh, you won a World Illustration Award for your, and then I saw the pictures of the artwork in the space. I was like, no, she was busy. She stepped away to do this amazing artwork for these walls. Then the work that you were doing for the museum this was from the last podcast that you had told me about. And I saw that on your website. I mean, you were clearly busy with some big projects, and I absolutely adore it. The one that you won the World Illustration Award for, everybody should go check that out. Fantastic. It's like, it's a children's book illustration that has become a physical world. Like, that just amazes me. You have a, that's really cool. Like, not everybody can do that.
It was actually the project that gave me the confidence to put in a application for my master's, because I didn't think I could do picture books, but I loved them so much, and I was like, I'd love to work in publishing someday. And then I did this project and I was like, this was just so much fun, and it was so narrative, and I really fell in love with narrative and with storytelling through pictures. And this specifically didn't really have any characters. It was intended as a project that a kid could stand in the middle of this children's gallery and do a 360 degree circle, and every wall that they looked at would be like what they looked at in the world as they turned around. And so it was such an open-ended and fun prompt, and it was, it gave me so much confidence where I was like, I think I could maybe do this. I don't know how. I didn't study illustration. I studied art history. And so I was like, I don't know how to do this. So I just kind of one day decided to, you know, put in an application for this program that I had fallen in love with and somehow got in, and then, you know, kept working, and then made this book during my program. So it was all really cool. I loved that project. It was so much fun.
I asked, did any of your professors just kind of like, oh, this is going to sell? Like, or, you know what I mean? Like, this is going to get acquired.
Not really. But not in a way that they, not in a discouraging way, but just in a way that it was like, a big part of the program that I was in was experimentation and just allowing yourself to play with what picture books can be. So playing with media, playing with imagery, playing with storytelling. And then if it happened to get picked up, then it happened to get picked up. And if it didn't, then you still learned something along the way. And that was very much the intention that I went into the program with, which is why a lot of the other stories that I worked on during that time, I haven't really revisited, because I was like, you know, they just really didn't work, or I just kind of fell out of love with them, or they just really weren't the thing, you know? So actually going back in and having one that I was like, no, this was really fun. I liked this one. I want to keep working on this one. And then kind of putting it out in the world and having somebody be like, ooh, I actually do really like this one, was really cool.
Well, I'm not surprised. You're so humble. You're so, insightful in all the things that you do with your work. And I'm just like, I'm floored, because like when I go, that's such a project like that, that undertaking that you just jumped in and said, hey, I'm going to create this illustration for this 3D space for a child to enjoy. Like, oh my goodness, it's so well done, Lauren. Seriously, you should do some more of that. I mean, you have your picture book stuff as well. So folks that are listening, sending that out in the world, Lauren wants to do more of that, and she's really good at it too. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. I was like thinking, like, with your books, like, if later on, like, you know, we always think, I like to think big for people that I'm speaking to, but I imagine, like, what if, like, Lauren's books, and then she got asked to have her work in one of those shows for children's books? They should, like, have you create something where, like, the book characters are, like, full size within that space, and then your artwork's there for all the, you know, viewers and to enjoy, but on top of it, they have this interactive experience with, like, life-size characters and stuff. That'd be so cool.
I agree. And I think that's such, there's so much fun imagination that you can do it with in a museum setting for children, and having there be that imaginative play aspect to it, which is such a wonderful thing to facilitate for people, to give them a space to just play and be imaginative and have fun. And I know where I don't obviously live there right now, but when I lived in Minneapolis, there are so many museums that do that just so well. And I know there's plenty more in the US and around the world as well that just have that imaginative play, using illustrations and creating an environment where people, where kids can just come in and immerse themselves. And it's such a, I love that blending together of like environmental storytelling in a place, obviously with museums and art, you know, art history that comes with that. But, and then illustration itself, it's such a fun mixing and you can do so many things with it. But yeah, I haven't done something like that for a long time, but it was so fun and it was such a fun project and I just cherish it. I'd love to do something like that again someday, but we'll see. It was cool.
Oh, you definitely will. Because
oh,
that get out. I was like, that's so amazing. And I had to ask you, because I'm totally going off the rails on these questions now, but like, I love that you have an art history background.
Thank you.
Because I feel like I wish I'd taken even more art history classes, because I feel like it really informs your illustration work. And that's, you know, I think it makes your work really special, because I was like, and even talking to you about the way you think about your storytelling and things like that, you're drawing on all this other knowledge that you bring to it, the history side of it, the visual history. Is that where you get, I mean, I feel like I'm pulling that from looking at your work. Do you, you know, use a lot of that art history background? I feel like you do.
I'm honored. I think I do. I think the way that I use it most readily, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but with my illustration is I love looking at illustration, and especially children's books and book illustration, from an academic lens. I think it's such a fascinating portal, and I love it. I love analyzing the actual color, the way you use composition. And the history of picture books is so fascinating as well. And that was something that was really fun to investigate during my master's. I loved studying art history. And it was kind of backwards for me, because I didn't have any sort of way to get into like an arts program. I didn't have any portfolio, but I really wanted to be in art. That was my favorite thing. And so I was like, I'll do art history. And so I did art history and I absolutely loved it. And I loved museums. And it wasn't until I was just about to graduate in my senior year that I was like, I love illustration. I just want to do illustration, but I can't do that now. So, you know, I did some classes that year. I did, you know, life drawing and painting, and I did like some art 101 stuff, kind of piled it all on and did that all really quickly, and then graduated. And it wasn't until I graduated that I really started doing that on the side and playing with character and lighting and what children's books are and can be and the power of them and like how fascinating they are just as an object, as well as an act, you know, something for children that they can put their kind of imagination into, that can give them a whole world to step into. And it's, so I love doing that. I love looking at them from an academic perspective and kind of investigating them in that way. I find that just really fascinating.
Oh, well, I can tell it shows in your work, because I really, thanks, the detail, and I always like go, because I remember when we first met each other and you go back and you look at people's work and I go like, Lauren was so good. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, she's got it. I mean, it's like your color palettes are totally singing. The recent work that you posted, and I was like, oh, I just adore the color palettes. And I personally, when I looked at, well, the one little illustration you did with, they're like in a, and I assume it's like a little treehouse kind of situation, and there's like the three characters.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagined I was one of the characters.
Honestly,
that was like, they were so, it's so well done. I really loved it. I really love that illustration. I just love the expression and things like that. And it was a world that I wanted to be a part of. And so I was like, I didn't think Lauren could get any better. She just leveled up again. It was great. I was like, wow, she's on fire again. So I just like, I am not surprised at all, because you have a new agent and yeah, it's fantastic. They know, they have a good taste.
Oh, thanks. No, she's wonderful. I signed with her back now my months are going, June? I think it was June. And she's just been so supportive and so lovely and just a delight to work with. Finding agents is hard. And so I was really honored when she reached out, because I reached out to her, but when she emailed me back and was like, let's have a conversation, it was so, so lovely. And she's just been very supportive, which is really wonderful.
Well, I'm not surprised that you got snapped up so quickly, because your work is so well done. And I have to say, I saw in the one where you made your announcement with your agent, I saw the little ghost, because for those who are listening, Lauren was so kind. She presented her work about her process, because we're both members of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. And so she was kind enough to do a workshop about how she does her book dummies and her storytelling. And it was like, oh, it's the little ghost from her workshop and her book dummy, and now it's in her announcement with her agent.
It's very fun. Well, and especially that project, I think it's one of the things I love about playing with books, because there are some things that you'll do and you play with, and then you'll get to a point that you're like, actually, I don't really know if this is working, but you still have so much fun with the characters and you can kind of put them into little things. And so using them for like workshops or using them in other little places is such a fun little nod. And I love that. It's a cool way to do it. But I'm glad you saw it.
Oh, no. I was like, oh, it's like an Easter egg. And I do hope that you know, it's such a cute story. So I hope that one ends up out there next to No Cats in the Library, because that'd be so cool. I'm just I was on the ground floor behind the scenes, literally. So I just think it's fantastic. And I was wondering, because, you know, with No Cats in the Library and also Prac Fills the House, how have you found, do you have any tips for, as far as, you know, bringing your books out into the world and sharing them with the public and things that you've come across?
Oh, goodness. I am still working on learning that myself, honestly, because it's such a hard part of the process for me to try, and I'm not a good marketer. I know that I'm not good at social media. It's not my forte. And I know I'm not always very good at like marketing myself and trying to get myself out there. It's just not one of my skills. I'm working on it. I'm constantly working on it, but it's just not something that I'm naturally good at. And so it's still something that I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to find some better strategies for how to like take care of both myself and also take care of my book, especially as No Cats is coming out, and trying to find that balance. So I've been looking at other illustrators who I really respect, and I think they've done such a good job of riding that line and kind of finding that balance for themselves. And trying to see like how they are marketing their books and how different people are finding a way to tell the world about their books and about their stuff. So we'll see. I'm kind of figuring that out, honestly. I know. But yeah, and I know with No Cats, there's a couple of other really exciting things that I've been able to do with it with Simon & Schuster, which is really cool. So we have some like extra downloadable content that we've been making for like coloring books and like little bookmarks that people can print out and play with. I think, you know, we're doing a little read along video and some other art stuff. And so there are so many opportunities there, and the support from their whole team has been so just lovely and helpful and good. So I'm kind of leaning on them and their expertise, but we'll see. I'll let you know how I do in a couple of months. We'll see.
Your work speaks for itself. It's beautiful. And I know that people are just going to love the story, because it's like based on a real cat that is in your life. You know, you know, it's so personal to you and that you've worked so hard on it. And it looks gorgeous, what I've seen of the illustrations from my pre-order with Barnes and Nobles. I mean, it's beautiful. So I think it's going to really wow people. And I'm so excited because I'm going to have a copy and then I'm going to read it to my students. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah, I'll figure out an art project. I don't even know, but we'll figure something out. They just want to read the book. So
that out.
So I'm going to be sharing it with my students when I get it in March. So I'm so honored for you. And I look forward to seeing all that fun content that comes out with No Cats in the library. And now, beyond that, I know you probably have other stories in the works that are kind of percolating or other things that you're working on. Is it possible to share any of that? If not, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I can share a lot just because some of them are kind of I'm working in tandem with, you know, supportive people. And then other ones just because I don't really have enough to share about them. But I've been trying to because doing author illustrated work was so fun, and it was such a wonderful experience, especially because of the collaborative aspect between myself and my editor and my art director. It was such a wonderful thing. Obviously, you know, it's the story that was in my head, and the picture books, you know, come from my brain, or the pictures come from my brain, but it's so lovingly shaped by those two people, and it feels like it isn't just fully mine because they were so like loving and gentle. And I know it was, but that collaboration was so fulfilling and I just loved it. And so I'm sort of working on slowly developing other stories. It's hard though when you're, you know, to feel like you have to make it. And so I've been trying to take that pressure off a little bit and then make a story, go through, make a picture, you know, make a dummy book, make my characters, and then if it doesn't work and if I just feel like there isn't something quite there, then kind of just putting it to the side and be like, maybe in a year I'll come back and maybe I can change it, or maybe there's something here that I didn't see before, and kind of playing with it that way. And I've got a couple of stories that we're working on and I've sent to my editor and we're talking about, but we'll see. I'm not, you know, we'll see what happens, but it's been fun to experiment with those picture books and to see, I guess, what's going to work and what isn't going to work. And yeah.
I know that your editor and art director, they must adore working with you. You're always a delight to talk to, Lauren.
Thanks.
I get so inspired to do more and do better. And the books that you've recommended on, you know, manuscripts that I've shared with you, and you're like, oh, Nancy, check this out. It's always on point. I love that because you're so well read in picture books and you're just that visual library of everything that you keep in your head, it really opened up my eyes to other ways of telling the stories, and how other creators have done that. So I really appreciate it, because I think I bought like 3 or 4 of your recommendations and it really was helpful because it was just a different way, and it was just really insightful, like, here's another way of telling a story that has that impact, that is very like topics that are really sometimes more, you know, considered more challenging for,
yeah,
just because of the emotion and the context of it. So I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm really, really glad. And I think that's also what I mean about looking at picture books critically. Because I think, and I've heard this said by so many people in so many different ways, that if you're like wanting to get into writing or illustrating, like read books or look at books. And the more you read, the better your visual library will get. Not in that you're trying to duplicate what somebody else has done or replicate what they are doing, but because it kind of gives you a toolkit. And sometimes it's a toolkit of, I understand what they were going for, but I don't necessarily like that decision. I feel like maybe this would be better. And it's being able to look at other people's work critically also really helps us to be able to look at our work critically in a way that isn't shameful or self, like, self-flagellating almost. Because I know I've been like that before, where I've looked at my work, I'm like, oh, I'm terrible. This is the worst thing. What am I doing? Why am I even here? What is happening? And, you know, taking that, that's so mean. I know that. And it's so easy to get there, I think, because we put so much of ourselves into the work that we're making, that we, you know, we put our, sometimes our whole perception of our identity or our family or our culture, whatever that is, and it makes it so hard to divorce ourselves from our work, so that when there is a critical thought, whether that's something from yourself or something from somebody else, it can make it really hard to take. And I've just found looking at work critically helps me really look at my own work critically and be able to, without putting any negative connotation onto that, not saying like, I'm never going to be an illustrator, or I'm never going to work this, and this is a terrible illustration, to be like, you know, I don't think this illustration is working. That's okay. But it's just not working. What's not working? Is it the color? Is it this character? Is it the lighting? You know, what in here isn't working for me, not for anybody else, but just for me. And if I'm able to name it, and if I'm able to say, I know exactly what it is, then I can fix it and then I can work on it. Or I can work on that aspect of a different illustration the next time I go, rather than, at least from my own perspective, from what I've done in the past, digging myself into a little hole, covering myself up and being like, I'm never going to do that again because it was too hard or it was too hurtful. And I just have found that to be such a good exercise in critical thinking of my own work as well as other people's. So.
Because your work is so good, Lauren. Like, I find it so hard to believe
you.
She has bad illustrations. Like, I didn't think I'm going to have that happen because you put it so eloquently. Like, I'm going to have to use that one with my older students or anything like that. And I'll definitely credit you. Be like, well, Lauren Emmons said, this is how she's done. And you say it so eloquently, like, and that's why I've always just enjoyed our talks and conversation. I always feel so much better about my work because I go, if Lauren says that she runs into things with her illustrations, maybe I'm not in such a bad place because her stuff is really good. So, but thank you for sharing. Oh, no, it's just true. And so thank you for sharing. Experiences as an illustrator and an author. I wish you continued success, and I can't wait to get
my
pre-order copy. So by the time this drops, I'll have it in hand. So
excited!
So I can't wait to, you know, announce that I have the book and I was able to get in on an interview before you were crazy busy with the marketing.
Never, stuff. I'm always available for you, Nancy. Anytime. You can find me on Instagram, where I am, I think it's Hey Lauren Emmons. My website is just laurenemmons.com. I'm no longer on Twitter, so you can't find me there. And then my books, you can find my books. No Cats in the Library or Pack Fills the House. You can find them on, you know, I think all the major retailers. And I'd be honored if you checked them out. Also, if you have a library near you, especially because this is a book about a library, you can always, I think, request to have my book in your library or talk to your librarians or just support your local library. There are such wonderful pillars of our communities and they need to be loved and held up. So support your local library and that's great. Read books.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening to My Creative Life. Bye.
Thank you.